Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus, which is me. It's Friday, January 29th, 2010, and we don't sell video games, I just like to talk about them. So the biggest story this week, which you've no doubt heard about, is the Apple iPad, which everyone is making MaxiPad and Kotex Pad and whatever jokes, which I'm sure are still hilarious to someone. But for the rest of us who saw them coming a mile away, eh. But anyway, a lot of cheers, a lot of jeers in the echo chamber of unfunny jokes. Gaming applications sound pretty interesting, depending on how they go. It's described as something that might do wonders for first-person shooters, because you could use a certain gesture to unlock doors, like three fingers sliding across, while using two fingers in a diagonal motion to throw a grenade at a specific target, which could be really interesting. Except I'm not a big first-person shooter guy, and it's just weird to think about trying to hold the screen while doing something with your finger, and I don't know. It'll be interesting, I'll say. But, you know, anytime Apple makes something new, there's some people freak out with excitement, other people get annoyed, and then we all have to wait and see how it shakes out. And considering the fact that I have an iPod that I don't leave home without, I wouldn't be shocked if it did really well. But anyway, on to the Wii. Downloads this week on WiiWare. Aha! I found it! Hidden Object Game. That's the name of the game. BitOS Plus and Uno were released, as well as the Super NES title Ghoul Patrol. On the Nintendo DSi, you can download Air Race, Tunnel, and Escapee Go. And, let's see, Number Battle. Thrilling. Xbox 360, Criss Cross, that's K-R-I-S-S-X from Blitz Arcade and Konami, which looks like a crossword puzzle kind of game. Looks kind of neat. It's only 26 megs to download. Really small. I was kind of surprised. Axis Games also announced a game called Record of Agarest War for the Xbox 360. It's an RPG that comes with a boob mouse pad and an anime girl body pillow, which is a slightly smuttier endeavor than most American games go for. So it's certainly different. And this week on the Xbox Live Arcade service, Splosion Man is on sale for half price. It's a really hard game, but it's one of those games that's really impressive from an example of how to better make an animated character in a video game, as the character is very lively and has more in common with your average Looney Tunes character than it does with your average video game mascot. On the PlayStation 3, you can download Thexter Neo, the PSP version rocked, Assault Heroes, and Hustle King. And on the PS1 games, you can download our Extreme Pinball and High Octane. You can get these on the PSP as well, in addition to the PSP minis of Extreme Pinball, which I just said, that's not the one you can download. It's Dracula Undead Awakening, Pinball Dreams, Route 66, and Deflector for the PSP minis, because I labeled it wrong, because I'm special. New at Entertainment Earth. We've got an exciting pre-order for you. It's the Darth Revan Knights of the Old Republic mini-bust from Gentle Giant. Finally, a bust from one of the popular characters from the video game. The action figure did extremely well. The mini-bust is expected to be quite popular, so I would pre-order if I were you, because Gentle Giant's making things pretty close to the bone these days. We also have pre-orders open for the long-gone, but apparently coming back, Halo 3 Series 4 McFarlane Toys action figures of Master Chief, the Elite Combat figure, kind of in a pale armor, and a Red Spartan Soldier EOD. Order today! All right, that's all I got, so I'll see you guys next week. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. I also did a little review on one of my sites of a game called, what was it called? Kurilin Fusion. It's a PSP puzzle game. It's on sale this week for half price. It's got the same guy who did the music on the early Final Fantasy games, but it's not a lot of fun. Just saying, you might not want to download it. Anyway, that is all for this time. Follow our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com, and all of the opinions expressed here are those solely of a crazy person who in no way endorses or whatever Entertainment Earth, blah, 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 don't sue. See you guys next time.